On the same day that Donald Trump won the U.S. election across the Atlantic in Germany, that country's coalition government collapsed after a dispute over economic reforms. NPR's Berlin correspondent Rob Schmitz reports.
Looking angry and speaking in clear, direct language, Chancellor Olaf Scholz addressed reporters last night, explaining how his own finance minister, Christian Lindner, refused to use emergency funds to pay for Germany's failing auto industry, its energy transition, and to help defend Ukraine. A crucial necessity, said Scholz, in the wake of the election of Donald Trump. But Lindner, he says, refused to go along with the plan, so Scholz fired him in disgust.
Ein solches Verhalten will ich unserem Land nicht länger zumuten.
I do not want to subject our country to such behavior, Scholz said, calling Lindner's actions petty and egotistical. Germany, said Scholz, must live up to its responsibilities. After the U.S. election, continued Scholz, spending more on Ukraine, which is facing a difficult winter, sends a very important signal that Ukraine can rely on us. Unfortunately, said Scholz, our finance minister has shown no willingness to allow us to offer Ukraine additional support. Lindner's firing marks the end of Scholz's three-party coalition government, the first to rule Germany since Angela Merkel left politics in 2021, and one that became unpopular with voters after the country's economy struggled in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In short remarks after Scholz spoke, Lindner said his libertarian Free Democrats Party are prepared to take responsibility in a different government next year.
Jetzt steht unser Land vor einer neuen Richtungsentscheidung.
Our country must decide which way it's going, said Lindner. We need a new era of growth, prosperity, and innovation. But the vice chancellor of the coalition government, the Green Party's Robert Habeck, said Lindner's stubbornness came at the worst possible time. Today of all days, said Habeck, after Trump's electoral success, the biggest issue was providing Ukraine with more support. Germany, said Habeck, as Europe's biggest economy, now has a crucial role to play in Europe to maintain peace and freedom. Germany's parliament will make a vote of confidence January 15th. If it fails, early elections could happen as soon as next March. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.